Gentleman yields back. The chair calls upon the gentleman from Oklahoma, Mr. Mullen, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as my colleague from West Virginia was referring to, there's only a few of us that have been on construction sites. I traded in my Carhartts and Red Wings when I got elected to office and had to learn how to tie a tie and buy my first suit. True story. For my guys that's sitting in the back as representing the labor force, especially labor force across the country, I wish you guys weren't here. I wish you were on a job site. You know, if they use the logic that this is considered a temporary job, then all 150 of my employees are a day-by-day employee, but I think they consider themselves full-time, considering some of them have been working for me for 17 to 20 years. It just shows the lack of understanding, the lack of knowledge. And we're talking about construction jobs, and Republicans and Democrats have both been saying, we got a job package, we got a job package. And the only reason why I ran is because I was saying, get your foot off my neck and I will go to work. But we can't because of all the political correctness and all the in-house fighting and all the permits and everything that's got to be used. And it gets old. It gets old. Mr. Harrison, I'm Cherokee. I understand very well sacred sites and heritage sites. It's our heritage. I want to protect them too. Vitally important to me. I live in the same spot that my family literally quit walking on the volunteer walk until we got to Indian Territory, which is known as Oklahoma. I still own the same land that was allotted to my family. And there's a utility easement that goes across it. And I was glad to grant the utility easement. Because it's not just about our backyard, but it's about the country as a whole. What's good for your backyard is good for the country, and it's going to create jobs in your backyard too. And you misrepresent it by starting to say that it's an 1851 treaty, but you're not referring to the 1868 treaty. Is that what it was? But yet you want to talk about government-to-government relationships. And you want to honor what's in one treaty, but you don't want to use that one. You actually want to refer back to the other treaty. Seems a little hypocritical to me. We want to talk about not engaging and having, you know, meaningful conversations between government to government, but yet they try to engage with you guys 389 times. Is that not enough? What do you consider meaningful conversations between government to government?
An actual dialogue, perhaps?
You've been engaged 389 times. You've had time to have a dialogue because coming out of those non-meaningful, according to you, but 389 times, which, by the way, is why we can't build pipelines, they moved it 140 times.
Not on our land.
Those were meaningful conversations, weren't they?
Those weren't our conversations.
Were they not taken in consideration?
Those were not our conversations.
How many times were you guys invited to be at the table?
Numerous.
And
I met with Joey and myself.
And those weren't meaningful?
No, they're proprietary and confidential.
So the only way that it was going to be is it was going to be moved regardless of what you guys wanted. It was going to be go where? You didn't want it on existing easement that's already been there since 1982, which means that soil had already been dug before. There's already been environmental impact studies. There's already been sacred sites looked at. And you don't want it there, so where do you want it? The answer is you don't want it. Just don't want it.
No, we just
because if you don't want it right there, you're wanting to reroute it someplace else. But through Indian country, every time we dig up certain places, because we occupied all the land, it can all be considered sacred at some point. Now, if I'm making a decision of where I want a pipeline because we need the infrastructure, I'd rather put it on an existing easement that has been there since 1982 that we've already know, for the most part, what's underneath the soil. Wouldn't you?
Not in this case, no.
So you'd rather just be routed someplace else and dig up new soil, and you're not worried about those sacred sites?
At the risk of...
Risk of what?
Can I finish?
Yeah, risk of what?
At the risk of us guys taking all the risk.
Us guys? This isn't going across tribal land because this wasn't actually in the last treaty. So a risk of what?
A risk of a breach. A risk of
a breach of what?
The oil pipeline.
What are they breaching? They're not going across what you consider underneath the current treaty. They were going outside of it.
The river that flows goes into our treaty land.
But they've already crossed it, and it's been crossed upstream multiple times too.
They could have crossed anywhere else upstream.
So you're okay with it going upstream, which doesn't make any sense, because if there was a breach, then that means the water, the oil would flow downstream.
Gentlemen's time has expired. The chair now calls upon the gentleman from California, Mr. Weese, for 5 minutes.